irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Dave. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything. Great, your vibration. Thank you guys for sharing this time, sharing this space through cyberspace every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard Time. As you guys know, this is the show we have dedicated our lives to offering new ways to see human experience for the sole purpose of living a happier, healthier, wealthier, more enjoyable lifestyle. That's what this is all about, guys. No matter what race, color, creed, sexual orientation, you have the ability and you have the power to choose what you put your energy towards, to deliberately sift and sort through thoughts, actions, expectations, intentions that you set upon yourself and other people for the sole purpose of living a happier lifestyle. That's what this is all about, guys. So if you guys are avid Vibration Station listeners, you probably have heard us talk about Law of Attraction, maybe NDE, near-death experiences. You've heard us interview many authors, founders of amazing organizations and companies, people that have really done something to increase the vibrational frequency of the planet. Some people that have really done something to add to the betterment of humanity. Today's show, right, with everything that we focus on here on the Vibration Station, we always are seeking for new facets, new things in life, new facets of the human experience that we previously did not explore, right? How many times can you talk about the Law of Attraction? Well, a lot, but sometimes, you know, it's time to move on to other things. Not to say that we're not ever going to talk about that stuff again, because we absolutely aren't. It ties into every single aspect of life. But on today's show, we have a very special guest, my co-host, my very first co-host from way back in the day when we were Dave's Good Vibration Station, just about 10 years ago. And now we've grown together. We've learned together. I'd like to introduce my brother, Colin. Brother Colin, how you doing today?
I'm really wonderful. How are you today?
Doing great, man. And I really, really appreciate you taking your time and sharing this time on your Sunday here on the Vibration Station. Now, Colin, there's obviously, you know, there's a reason why we, you know, why we do this, why we choose to take our time and share our time with listeners and talk about certain experiences that we all have. There is a lot of energy more now than ever before being pushed to the surface for healing. Now, what does that mean? That means that more than ever before, if you guys have noticed, there's so many people that are getting sick. There's so many people that are losing loved ones or dealing with someone that has something. If you've noticed, there's been this tremendous influx of people, right? Some very, very dear to us and very close to us. Some we don't know at all, but there has been this massive influx of, you know, human beings attracting different sorts of, you know, diseases and stuff. If you compare to, you know, what the rate of disease for, you know, cancers and, I mean, diabetes, anything, autism in kids, anything. If you compare that percentage to today, it is mind-blowing. It is exponentially increasing. And there's a reason for that, guys. The reason we're not going to spend too much time on today, what we are going to spend time on today is talking about how to heal from someone in your life that is going through something traumatic, or maybe just how to deal with it. Maybe you're not at the process. Maybe you're not at the stage where you're ready to heal. Maybe you're still dealing with it. And Colin, being as honorable and humble and honest as he is, he actually, which we here on the Vibration Station are extremely, extremely humbled to have him come on and share his experience. Colin was kind enough and comfortable enough with himself in a situation to come live on the air and, you know, just get, basically, we're going to get emotional, man. We're going to get shit off our chest. We're going to talk about stuff. Colin, if you want to tell the listeners, you know, obviously go into detail, I'll just give a very brief overview. Something that inspired today's show, the inspiration for today's show is, you know, what Colin is going through with his father right now. So Colin's father just, unfortunately, months ago, got diagnosed with a terrible, terrible disease, something that has shaken the foundation of the entire family. And I've known Colin for over half my life, and I love him with all my heart. His family is my family. And when I see something like this happen, or when we all collectively have an experience like this, it really does shake the foundation of what we perceive to be normal. You know, it changes everything. So, Colin, I'm going to leave it at that. I want you to take it from here. We'll obviously, you know, bounce back and forth. But if you wouldn't mind sharing, if you want to, you know, tell the listeners a little bit of what you've been going through, a little bit of, you know, kind of just what we talked about before the show of opening up, anything vulnerable that you feel open to, go for it. If there's somewhere you don't want to go to, don't go there. This is all you, brother. And you have all the love and support in the entire world. So, yeah, brother, tell us
about what's going on with also, you went through it also, to be fair, but totally. That's why kind of we're doing the show.
Exactly.
So, last year, or I guess it was this year, January, my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 small cell cancer. And, that is a very, what's the word? Like a strong, no, not strong, but whatever. It's a very, like, it affects you very quickly. And, so far he's done like a multitude of different therapies, and it's been very difficult on him. And it's very interesting because I've seen him go from before this, he was really good looking for his age. Like, he looked like he was 55, even though he was 70.
Right.
And in the time when he did chemo, like, he literally went from like looking like he's 55 to looking like he's older than his age. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like made me like see him in a different light, or not like I judged him or anything, but it was just wow, this sludge that they're putting in him. I don't know how else to describe it as sludge, but it's basically like it takes away so much of the person, like, energy wise. And I feel like that's what we are, is our energy, is like how we feel every day. And it's like, you can't not have it affect you that way. Or I guess there are people, but regardless, it's been very tough on my family. And in terms of healing, it's so, just about...
Sorry. That literally just... I don't mean to interject, man. I just want you to know, like, even just, like, hearing this is, like, touching, like, hitting my heart chords. Like, I just love you, man.
I mean, it's all good.
So fucked up, bro.
The thing that is helping me heal is talking to him as much as possible. And, like, there's something I'm going to do in the very near future, I think next week, is I wrote up a list of questions. And these questions are essentially like, if I, like, let's say 10 years from now, I want to text my dad, right? And be like, what can I do about this? Those are my questions right now. I'm going to ask him everything I might ask him in the next 10 or 20 years, just like have it recorded. What? So, and have it organized so I can like look up the questions and be like, this is what my dad would do in this scenario. And, or like, this is what he would, what advice he would give in this scenario. And honestly, like thinking of these questions, I have about 3 pages of them, just like different things I want answers to. And that has been like very helpful to me to like have the idea in my head. I don't have the answers yet, but it just like thinking of the questions is helping me right now. So I don't know. That's kind of how I'm like working through it. How did you feel like you healed through with your dad?
Oh, thank you, brother. Well, first of all, I want to say, yeah, man, that's amazing. I can't say that I've heard people do that before. And to be quite honest, I feel like that's something that everybody should do, regardless of whether your, you know, loved one is sick or not. You know, write questions, ask them, so, you know, you never know. So if, God forbid, anything were to happen, at least you know that you have that. Like, you know that you can always reference that and go back to that. That's amazing, Colin. I think that's extremely healing, and that's really beautiful. To answer your question, man, what I did, so listeners, for those of you that aren't aware, I went through a similar situation. Not obviously every situation is different. One day just woke up and found out that my dad had cancer, and they gave him a couple years to live, and they said that's it. You know, a couple years, and that's all there is to it. My whole life just, you know, kind of broke down in front of me. Like everything that I revolved my life around, I actually was in the industry that I worked in was for the purpose of my father. I just, you know, like most sons do, following their father's footsteps in regards to, you know, what they're going to do for work. So all of that was kind of just like, you know, pulling out from underneath me. And what I did was I searched for different ways to come to terms with the fact that either one, you know, he isn't going to necessarily be present with us here on the physical plane for that much longer. And number two, I prayed a lot and I asked, you know, the higher powers and the God source within, or, you know, whatever God, nothing religious. It's not like God, like this God. It's just the higher self, just the energy of creation, the energy of the universe, the healing, loving light energy. I just asked that to, you know, permeate my father, and I chose to look at him differently. I chose to look at him as healthy and not look at him as sick. You know, at first it was very difficult. You could only see these bruises on his arms, and a lot of things happened. He had heart attacks and diabetes and cancer. And then he got in a car crash and like fractured his neck. So all this stuff happened like back to back, and it was extremely traumatic. So what I had to do in that stage of my life was I had to man up. I had to grow up. Right now, for a woman that's experiencing something like as traumatic as this, you can't just say like man up, right? So it's not about, when I say man up, it's not like, you know, it's not a gender thing. It's just like grow up, I should say. That's a better word. It's grow up, understand that your father our parents are people too. You know, our parents have their own pain and their own suppressed energy and their own shit that they're working through and that they're dealing with. So what I did, and I can only speak for myself, what I did that really helped me that I could say, you know, and I'm still healing from it. Of course, it's not something that you heal from overnight or even in 1 year or even 3 years, 4 years. I'm still in the process of healing from it. But what really helped me was, believe it or not, psychedelic healing. Now, psychedelic healing is healing through plant medicine, medicine that is given to us from the Mother Earth. And you use this medicine, it is not in any way, shape, or form to be used recreationally. This is not a recreational setting. This is not a drug. This is medicinal. In the same way that, you know, it's been scientifically proven that CBD is the medicinal, and THC has medicinal aspects as well, but CBD has been really, you know, widely recognized now for being an extremely healing component of cannabis. Now, before CBD was studied and recognized as a tremendous healing tool, people just looked at weed as a drug, right? People thought of cannabis as a Schedule I drug. People were put in jail for years for having cannabis. Now, not only is it legal, but it's being used on a commercial level to heal all types of cancers, all types of thyroid diseases. The main one, which is, you know, the Charlotte's Web, the seizure diseases, stuff like that. So in the same way that our government classified a plant to be a drug and to be extremely illegal, and then we found out that it's actually extremely medicinal. Same thing with psychedelic healing, right? The tools that I've used are all, they all come from natural sources. They're all things that the Mother Earth, that the Mother has provided us with. And I spent some time alone with these tools. I studied up on it. I researched it. I educated myself in regards to how people have used these tools for the purpose of healing. And I did it. So if it wasn't for my dedication to healing, and I want to say off the bat, it was not easy. It was extremely difficult. It was extremely hard, extremely difficult to face your ego, to look at the depths of yourself and to really pull back the layers of the onion that is your ego and get down to the center of who you are and ask yourself, why do you feel so much pain? And why do you hold on to so much regret? And why do you hold on to so much self sabotage and all this stuff? So when you meet your ego face to face, and Colin, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you meet your ego face to face and you have a heart to heart, it changes the entire dynamic of your life. So to answer your question, instead of seeing, you know, what a lot of people would go to a psychiatrist and get pharmaceutical medications, do like an anti-anxiety or an antidepressant or something to deal with it. I went the holistic route and went the alternate route. And I used ceremonial plant medicine to realign my energy and kind of just find my source again, find that light within, release the attachment to the dogmatic belief system that, you know, my father is going to die and he's not going to be here. You know, through the psychedelic healing, I accepted that it was okay if he moved on to the next dimension, and it was okay if his spirit traveled, and, you know, and actually that recognition, and then I'm done with my explanation, that recognition of recognizing it's okay if his spirit goes is what I believe kept him alive, because I had no resistance. Not that I'm saying I kept it, but because I released my resistance and I said, okay, I honor his transition. I honor his soul journey. Excuse me. I honor his soul's journey. He stayed around and he healed and he is in remission and now he's doing better than ever before. So that's my story, brother. And I pray.
That's so like amazing that
Thank you,
he is in remission. And There is another side to this where I agree with you, but I also think that there's, like, I feel like there, you also need to accept it sober. Like,
yeah, of course
you also, you need to, like, just connect with him or whoever the loved one is. Like, you just need to connect with them and figure out what is between you guys, because you don't want to hold on to that when they're gone. Like, you don't want to,
exactly.
You don't want to be angry at them. You don't want to be like 10 years down the road, like, oh, my dad, like, that to me is something that I had to let go of, like, when this started. I feel no resentment or anger, and I did it sober, and it was something very intense for me to, like, let go of our past together and just, like, be content with knowing, like, whatever happens, happens, and I have this time with him, so, like, I'm going to do whatever I can during this time to cherish him and to see what he's going through and try to help whatever way I can. And to me, like, letting go of all of that is whatever way you do it is the best thing that you can do. And, like, I think my dad, like, I don't want to say healthier, but, like, spiritually healthier than he ever has been in his, that
it's
I've
amazing.
Known him as he.
It's amazing.
But that doesn't mean he's physically healthier, which is,
right.
Which is, I don't know, whatever you think is important.
That actually, Colin, that leads into a phenomenal segue into the next part of the show, which is the connection between mind, body, spirit. So, with your father's determination to do whatever you possibly can to be aligned and stay alive, you know, it's really phenomenal that he can push through the pain, push through the struggle, push through the strife, push through the disease, and see the light on the other side. You know, and it would not in that way. That came out wrong. See, what I mean is, like, see the light in living and have that desire, have that profound motivation to keep going. And what that loops around back to is, you know, your desire for spiritual growth. If you have desire for spiritual growth, then you will heal physically. If there's an aspect or a facet of you or your consciousness that wants to stay alive and wants to push through, and we, you know, manifest these certain people, we, you know, the human race manifest these certain diseases for I believe lessons, right? We wouldn't just go through this stuff for no reason at all. There's meaning, there's reason behind why people go through this stuff, and I believe, my personal belief is, the reason why people experience diseases and turmoil and strife and illnesses is for the purpose of essentially allowing that person to define for themselves what's more important: my spiritual growth, therefore my healing, therefore my ability to come to terms with what I have manifested or with what has manifested in my body via an illness or via health or wellness. So through spiritual growth, through spiritual enlightenment, and through coming to terms with certain aspects of yourself, healing the inner child, healing, you know, what your father's father did to him, which caused pain, and same with my end, feeling what my father's father, or mother, whatever, you know, the pain that's been passed down from ancestor to ancestor to ancestor, we hold on to it. And it becomes dogmatic, and it becomes a part of our construct, a part of our entire being. And when we take a step back and we recalibrate our belief system and we really ask ourselves, is it worth holding on to pain? Is it worth So let's say, you know, you let's just say, hypothetically speaking, someone gets diagnosed with a disease, and then they decide from that point on, I have a choice to recognize myself, to take a step back from the day-to-day grind, the matrix of, you know, having to work 8 hours a day and make money and provide. If I focus on myself and I get in alignment with what my true happiness is, my true excitement, my true passion, regardless of whether you're sick or whether you're healthy, when you do things that you enjoy, when you recognize within your spirit that you have an inspiration for life, an inspiration to do anything, to take a walk, you're grateful that you are able to have the energy to get up and take a walk, or you're grateful to just spend time with your family, or eat a nice meal with your family, or even go travel, whatever it is. When someone's ill and they pursue spiritual growth, it absolutely, I believe, and there's been science that backs this. Greg Braden has a huge thing on cancer and energy healing. If you guys want to look that up, check it out. YouTube, Greg Braden, cancer. Just type in YouTube, Greg Braden, cancer. It's absolutely phenomenal. I've talked about it before on previous shows. Point being, to end my rant, I believe that spiritual growth is hand in hand with physical growth and physical healing. A lot of the masters, a lot of the teachers, when it comes to, you know, the spiritual community, or even just understanding the connection between mind, body, spirit, say that a lot of our, if not all of our, physical pain and physical ailments stem from emotional misalignment. Now, who's to say that, you know, okay, I go and break my arm, that wasn't an emotional misalignment. I physically actually broke my arm. Well, the healing, the speed at which your cells heal that broken arm actually do have to do with your alignment and your body's ability to channel healing energy and your body's ability to recalibrate itself and heal itself. So I believe that stuff goes hand in hand. And I also believe that the people that do get sick and do not pursue any sort of spiritual growth are actually the ones that end up, unfortunately, giving up quicker. So yeah, man, that's my piece on that. And just so you know,
with the broken arm, with the, oh, sorry, go on.
Oh no, I just wanted to share. I'm so sorry, Colin. I just wanted to share this super quick, just for the listeners, just so they know, you know, guys, we share our own personal experiences here on the show for the purpose of you taking these experiences, applying them to your own life. If you know someone, or you have someone that is dealing with a disease in your life, or dealing with, you know, an ailment or something, this show is for the sole purpose of helping you. And of course, we benefit ourselves by being able to release this energy. So this show is a win-win situation, right? If you guys want to email, get some more information, if you guys want me to send you links, or, you know, anything like that, feel free to email me anytime at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. And if you want to get in contact with Colin, you can also reach him at that same email. So that was it, brother. Just wanted to shout out to the listeners and say thank you for, you know, being who you are and fighting through the fight. And if you are experiencing something like this, just know that you're not alone. There's a whole community of people that are here to help you and help you heal. So that's that. It's all you, Colin.
Well, first thing, just like a little thing, it's like I read this book called Mutant Message Down Under about this businesswoman AE that kind of like got like wanted to study the Aboriginals there. And she eventually went on like a 3,000-mile trek with the Aboriginals across Australia. And there's this one, I want to say scene, but it's a book, so it's part of it, that she fell down this like little cliff, and she was convinced that she broke her leg. And while she was like crying and stuff, all these elders came up to her and basically told her, calm down, like, just be calm, right. Just like relax. And they were like doing stuff with her leg, like putting mud on it and stuff. And eventually she like went to sleep and she woke up and her leg was fine. And it was like,
this is a true story.
Yeah. Like, wow. And whether or not her leg was actually broken, who knows, but like, the fact that she basically what you were saying about emotional breaking your arm, I honestly think that that is true. Like, it's like, it is
totally.
You, whether or not you like trip because you're stressed or you're looking at your texting, walking downstairs, and that's why you broke your arm, or like you're like getting into a fight with whatever. There's a reason emotionally for that.
Yes.
Regardless.
Exactly.
And honestly, the cancer comes from this kind of stuff. It's like, it is misalignment with like yourself, and wherever you can find it, it's not easy, or it is the easiest thing that exists. We as Americans or whatever in this first world country, we don't know how to do it. Like, we are so all over the place, misaligned. We think everything is more difficult than it actually is. And that is why we have so many diseases. Because of that. Because we don't know how to connect with ourselves. And
exactly.
Not that we weren't raised that way. Maybe we were. Maybe you were raised religious and that's a way to connect with yourself. There's so many different methods to doing it. But like, as we like grow up, we find ways to do it, and some people just don't care. Like, it's all about money or it's all about whatever. And those people, like, for example, Steve Jobs, not saying he wasn't an amazing innovator, but like on his deathbed speech, he's kind of like saying, like, I kind of wish I took better care of myself. Like, I'm dying because all I did was work, pretty much. Like,
wow.
I didn't think about myself. Like, I didn't take care of myself because all I was thinking about was what's next. Like, how can I make this better? Blah, 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 blah. And he was basically saying, like, yeah, my biggest regret is not taking care of myself. Like, and it's kind of those things. We're so obsessed with material goods and like, I don't know, eating good food and whatever. We don't think about like, what do I need to feel centered at all times? Like, that is the most important thing in our lives.
Beautifully said. So true.
Interesting. Interesting thing I read.
Yes.
It kind of like goes on to the conspiracy side of this.
Let's dive.
So this article basically was a letter that got sent from Goldman Sachs, which is a old investing platform or whatever, they sent it to
2008 housing crisis.
Oh yeah, exactly. Huge. They own everything.
Exactly.
Regardless, they sent a letter to this. It wasn't a pharmaceutical company, but it was a like an innovator in medicine. And they sent it, and they said, like, why are you trying to cure people? This isn't a sustainable business model. Like, to me, that is, they are, I don't know who they are, but they are keeping us sick because it's profitable.
Dude, 100%.
And the way to combat that is finding yourself and just being in your center, being at peace, being like, regardless of what's going on, the housing market crash, you could still find peace in that. Not saying you're not going to lose your house, but you need to be able to overcome anything that comes your way, whether it's losing a loved one or whatever. And that's easier said than done. But if you can find yourself in all of this, like in all of the craziness that goes on, all of the people that control us, that's where you will be just disease free for as long as possible is taking care of yourself.
Preach, Colin. Dude, literally, I couldn't, once again, man, couldn't have said it better. It's so true. And I don't mean to reiterate like exactly what you just said. I mean, that is everything you just summed up, like the answer to like the largest problem in our world today. You just summed up in like a very short paragraph is essentially, you know, we choose to be victims to our circumstances. When we realize and when we recognize as individuals that we are actually transmitting and receiving mechanisms, the brain is connected to a quantum cosmic consciousness that is all things in the universe, and we have access, if we have ability to create and experience any of these things, so as long as we direct our energy properly through thought and action and focus and expectation and intention, we can actually create anything. And just like you said, you know, a phenomenal quote. And unfortunately I don't have the source of the quote, but if you guys want to look it up and find it for yourself, I highly suggest it. I actually think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Alan Watts. I think it was Alan Watts. I could be wrong. It was either Alan Watts or Graham Hitchcock, one or the other. He said, essentially, the concept behind the pharmaceutical companies and the concept behind, you know, the government in cahoots and working with the pharmaceutical companies is, quote unquote, a patient cured is a customer lost, right? So every time that someone finds a holistic form of healing where they do not rely on an insurance company, and that's another thing that ties in. These insurance companies are just banking off of the medical industry and off of the pharmaceutical industry. It's all about keeping humans. See, people, here's another thing. People think that it's all about the money. It is to an extent. The money is the means of control. The real intention, though, which goes even deeper than the money, is control over consciousness. If they, first of all, can control your brain by making you addicted and reliant on their pills, which is their drugs, not medicine, if they can keep you reliant on their drugs, if they can keep you on a paycheck to paycheck, if they can control the money supply and control your consciousness and control your motivation and control your brain and control your thoughts by getting you hooked on these drugs, all these things, then they literally keep the masses vibrating. This is Dave's good vibration station. Vibration is thought. It's action. Vibration is everything. Vibration is energy. Vibration is the universe. So if they can keep consciousness of the masses on a low vibration, then they can control them any way they like. And another quote is, the United States is a corporation and the people are its product, right? And not to bash, like, you know, this is just the real stuff, the real shit that's going on in our world that people tend to neglect on a day-to-day and moment-to-moment basis is, you know, it's important, of course, to make sure that your family is supported, make sure that you have food, make sure that you are healthy. And if you need, you know, some sort of medication to assist you in, you know, realigning some brain chemicals, then, and it makes you feel better, then more power to you. That's awesome. But all I'm saying is, there are other ways to pursue this human experience, which are beyond just, you know, relying on a system that's only intention is to control you. And the way to do that is what you said, Colin. Find your center. Find yourself. Know who you are. And that's like the like you said, the most difficult thing in the world to do. But at the same time, if you have the tools, it becomes actually pretty damn easy. You just...
No, it's actually the easiest thing. We just It's actually what we're doing is the harder way of doing things. The easy way is that. That is the path of least resistance, but we've been raised with too much resistance.
Right. Exactly. We have these prerequisites in our mind. We have these conditions to everything that we do. And another thing which ties into this is our parents were taught a certain way, and then their parents were taught a certain way, and their parents. So once again, it does go back to ancestors and ancestors and ancestors and generations and generations and generations of information being passed down. This dogmatic form of control and approach to, you know, keeping people under wraps has, you know, this plan has been in place for a very, very, very long time, you know, and it's been created this way for a reason. So when we grow up and our parents tell us something and we believe that, we adopt that belief system, they're just trying to help us. They just think that, you know, that's the way they did it, and it worked kind of well for them, and it worked enough to where they could support a family, and they were able to manage, you know, staying happy for the most part, and they just want the best for us. And all they know is to share with us what they went through. But really, this information is coming from, you know, deceptive advertising, and, like, you know, it's just generations of deceptive advertising. So, man.
Well, dude, I want to bring it back around if possible.
Please do. Yes. Yeah. Please bring it back around. We always do that here on the Vibration Day. We start somewhere and we ride the wave of wherever thought takes us. So please, Colin, bring it back. I love it.
So my dad is starting a really intense chemo on Wednesday, and I would like anyone out there to keep him in mind. I don't believe in prayers, and I don't believe in that kind of thing. It to me, that is just useless energy. But I also think that, like, keeping someone in mind and thinking the best of them, I guess that is prayer, so never mind. Just keep him in mind if possible. He has already gone through chemo and immunotherapy and radiation therapy, so this feels like the last hurrah, but, you know, who knows?
Wow.
I want to adopt your method of, like, how you feel help your dad. And to me, that is so difficult. Like, it's so hard for me to be like, yeah, I mean, not that I haven't accepted death in any way. I honestly just want everyone to, like, not die in pain, but everything else, it doesn't really matter to me. But, like, I want everyone to, like, have a good life and die peacefully. And to me, that is the most important. But I just, if anyone out there can, like, be, like, keep him in mind, that would be great. Because he's starting a very intense thing. And even with his spiritual awakening, or whatever you want to call it, I think this is going to be a very tough time for him. And if anyone can help, that would be great. Not financially or anything, just help with keeping him in mind.
Colin, that's absolutely amazing. And actually, like, that stirred up so much emotion. Like, I'm definitely holding back tears. And I just want to say, you know, listeners, for those of you that are not aware, the sister account, you call it sister, sibling, sister, brother, mother, father, the sibling account, you know, Instagram account, actually, that I run through Instagram in correlation with LA Talk Radio here. Obviously, Dave's Good Vibration Station is the radio show, and the Instagram is Divine Mind Tribe. What we're going to be doing, because of Colin's situation and because of our understanding of the power of collective energy, the power of thought, just visualizing something in good, someone in good health, we'll do like a campaign, totally start a campaign. We'll get like a picture of your dad so people can keep him in mind, like smiling, and we'll make a post and we'll make a meme and everything that just says, you know, we have a dear friend going through this. Please, like, set a positive intention, visualize like health for this man. Like, brother, we will bring collective energy together. You have my word. We will absolutely.
I have the perfect picture of him. It's not a picture. It's more of like a gift, but it's like of him. He was doing this commercial, like when he started doing commercials and stuff. And it's, he was doing this whole commercial and he was super happy at that time. And he, like when he was doing the commercial, they shot him for some reason. I don't remember what it was, like maybe talking about actually doing the commercial. And there's this one scene where he just like, he's glowing and he's just like pointing at the camera. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like they kept it in the commercial just because he was glowing so hard.
Wow.
And it's like on YouTube and stuff, but it's obviously he's not famous or anything, but it's like, it's just like the happiest picture I've ever seen of him.
That
so
is amazing.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Let's do that. All right, guys, the listeners, if you want to, you know, see what just, Hold the image of Colin's dad in your head. You go ahead and check out on Divine Mind Tribe. We'll be posting LSC today. We're gonna post it. We'll post it tonight. We'll do it at like we'll call it 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for those of you guys that do want to participate in putting some collective energy, a little positive thought, and just visualize this man in beautiful, perfect, divine health, just glowing, in the way that, you know, he is and deserves to be, feel free to do that. Check out at obviously Divine Mind Tribe. It's divine.mind.tribe. But one way or another, even if you just are listening to the show, you don't want to check out the Instagram, just bring the energy. And also keep in mind, guys, when you visualize healing energy for somebody else, you are generating that energy within yourself. So we are all interconnected. We are all reflections of each other. When someone that we know in our life is dealing with an ailment or a disease, it some way, shape, or form is connected to us. Not to say that we have it, obviously, or that we are, you know, experiencing those symptoms or anything like that. But energetically, it affects us. Energetically, it changes the dynamic structure of our entire life. And even if someone that you know that you're not even that close with, someone that you work with, is going through something, their energy changes, their vibration changes, then they come into your field, they come into your workspace, changes the entire vibration. So we're all interconnected in ways that we currently cannot even comprehend. So when we do choose to visualize healing for someone else, we actually are healing ourselves in the process. So do yourself a favor, do Colin's dad a favor, and let's bring some collective energy over the next 4 days.
I've literally never thought of that before. Literally never thought that like giving good energy to someone is healing myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry for interrupting. Absolutely. I never thought of that.
Not at all. because if you, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like if you're generating that within yourself, if you're thinking of healing for someone else, and then you're like feeling good. And then like you, because that's what healing energy is. It's a good feeling. It feels bright. It feels light. It's like you have faith in something greater. You have hope, and you know that like this person is being surrounded by a high vibrational, you know, light, a high frequency energy. And when you visualize that, when you project that onto someone else, you obviously are generating it within yourself. And healing is a win-win situation. But Colin, I love you, brother, with all my heart. It's been an amazing show. We just hit our 15 minutes for Sunday. But I want to say once again, thank you, brother, from the bottom of our hearts, the bottom of my heart, for being humble and loving and so understanding, and for coming on the show and sharing your personal hardships and experiences. And sharing it for the purpose of obviously helping others in the process and healing others in the process. And I love you, man.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
I'm sure we'll be seeing you within the next couple Sundays, if not next Sunday.
Take care.
Awesome. All right, brother. Love you, man. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, healing, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Just want to let you guys know one last time. If you have anybody that you want to put some healing energy toward, visualize that light around them. You could even email me, and maybe we could do the same thing that we'll do for Colin's dad, is get some energy together. We'll do like a little unification meditation for the purpose of healing, make yourself feel good, send some light to someone else, and once again, keep and continue raising the vibration of yourself and this planet. All right, guys, love you so much, and see you next Sunday. Peace!
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.